Many girls see their dads as all-rounders as they can fix everything at home, including leaking pipes and burnt-out lights. However, when the girls grow up and get married, some of them find that their husbands are not as versatile as their dads. 水龙头坏了，水管堵了，灯泡烧了，小时候家里的这些事老爸总能分分钟搞定，但是呢，相对爸爸一辈的无所不能，不少家庭主妇现在认为自己老公的技能退化了。Is it true?
Wait, so this is just strange to me. I mean, like, a burned out light? So you're telling me that, you know, people can't change a light bulb, man or woman? There's something... What? How, I just don't get it.
Okay, well, I think there's a reason behind why...guys don't seem to be all that, competent in fixing everything. Because first,
why aren't women competent at changing a light bulb?
Well, let me just answer your question, the first question first, okay? So I think
sometimes... Or the second question first.
Stop messing up, you know, the order of things.
Are you confused yet?
Anyway, so it seems like sometimes the newer version of lights we get nowadays isn't all that user-friendly. Sometimes it's not as simple as stucking a different light bulb on, but there's, like, hooking the wires and stuff. So, I mean, if it's, like, more advanced technology that requires more advanced knowledge in fixing it, come on, I don't think guys or even the dads probably have all that kind of knowledge that's required sometimes.
But also, I mean, it's really annoying. I mean, or...It's not necessarily what you said, but looking at, you know, women comparing their husbands to their dads. I mean, it's kind of interesting because they're actually being very honest about where their archetypes of masculinity are coming from, which I'm not sure if we should necessarily expect people to be able to do that, but it shows a bit of awareness, perhaps, that somehow these random 10 women do have this awareness. But at the same time, I mean, you know, do you want to be marrying your father is one of the bigger questions we should be asking here. I think inevitably we do end up marrying a version of our parents, whether it's a composite of your mother and father, whether, you know, it's more your mother, more your father, for either sex, you know. I think it just kind of happens because this is what we're familiar with, this is what we're used to. And also especially with... daughters to fathers and sons to mothers. That's our archetype of how the other sex is formed, what we're supposed to expect from them and things like that. But at the same time, I mean, you know, you couple that, you know, the gender archetypes with, you know, this huge generation gap. And of course, your husband is not going to be able to do the same things as your father. And it's actually quite insulting to be like, why can't men fix stuff anymore? Well, okay, fine. Well, why can't you cook anymore? Why can't you sew my clothes anymore? Why are you now at work instead of staying at home watching the kids all day? I mean, come on, grow up. We're living in a different world.
Well, that is true that we're living in a different world. And I think maybe not so much as fixing a water pipe, a fountain type, but now what is often expected for guys is you can fix the computer or you can, you know, get, you can work around all the gadgets that are available. And so I think guys do acquire new skills in that regard as time has moved on. But for the guys that can't even do that, I'm sorry to have that tone here. Still, I mean, there are certain things that are sort of expected from you, and it sort of comes from gender roles.
Well, also, I mean, but this thing about, so this one woman said that she bought a bookshelf and asked her boyfriend to set it up. And he said that without even trying, without even looking at it, he said he cannot do it. This is the big problem, because if we generalize from that one example, I mean, all I see is just a lazy guy. I mean, without even trying, he doesn't even do anything. And so I think that that's totally different, and we shouldn't generalize from that example. But I mean, if we look at, I think all, you know, it's a complicated picture, because on the one hand, most people are used to, when it comes to furniture these days, someone delivers it and they put it together. But what I think is interesting is that DIY is becoming a bit more fashionable, you might say. But the problem is, I mean, like, I grew up at a time where I grew up with Legos, right? And Legos are great because there's different types of sets. One type of set is just free form. You build whatever you want. Some come with instructions.
Exactly.
And so from a young boy, I grew up, you know, following instructions and how to build like starships and things like that. And like IKEA is the very same thing. But it can be a little confusing if you're not used to it. And so I can imagine that many Chinese men who have no experience building anything whatsoever, have no experience building according to instruction, might be confused by things that come from IKEA.
And also, well, just to sort of bounce back on what John's saying just now, I think there's a problem with our education system here as well, because during your primary school days, I think it's hugely useful for both boys and girls to learn how to sew or how to fix things or do some, you know, just easy manual work. And I think that part is often lacking in our education.
I will say this. There was a study done a couple years ago in the U.S. or the U.K. that showed that in couples that split chores along traditional gender roles, they usually engaged in more intimate relations. So guys fix stuff, women clean stuff, you'll be a lot happier.
Yeah, I think these are still the expected skills of men and women.